It is a different skill set to run Springfield, as Bruce likes to say, like a business, and be the CEO of a company where you are the authoritarian figure. Springfield takes a lot of work. It's not something that you learn overnight. You know, you heard me point out that I don't believe that the two are analogous. I mean, I don't know how many employees Mr. Rauner has at his firm, 40 to 80 employees, but running the state of Illinois with tens of thousands of employees is a much bigger job than running his firm. I mean, Bruce likes to say he's a businessman, but really he's a money speculator and doesn't have that many employees, and he's going to have to learn how to work with a Democrat legislature, which takes time. This state's on the brink. We don't have time. And I've been there, I'm tested, and I'm proven, and it's a different skill set to do what Mr. Rauner has done in his life versus running something as complicated and as diverse as the state of Illinois.
What do you think about this idea of Democrats coming over to vote in the Republican primary?
This state needs a two-party system. And there's not a lot of action on the Democrat side, so I would encourage Democrats to save our state to take a Republican ballot on March 18th. And I would say the same to independents. This state also needs geographic diversity. You know, Mr. Rauner and his running mate are all from Chicagoland. And just outside of, in fact, let me point this out, Ray, since you're the veteran reporter. Pat Quinn, yeah, Pat Quinn, Paul Vallis, Bruce Rauner, Jim Durkin, Chris Redonio, Mike Madigan, John Cullerton, they all come from Cook County. Now, I live in DuPage County. We have major battles over mass transit funding, infrastructure money, and you heard Senator Brady and I say today that Bruce Rauner and his friends, Rahm Emanuel and others, have systematically sucked $1 billion out of downstate and suburban schools, with all that money primarily going to the city of Chicago. So we need geographic balance, but we certainly need political balance. And Bruce Rauner is a member of Rahm Emanuel's inner circle. This is a downstate debate. And the people need to understand that you need geographic balance as much as you need political balance in the state of Illinois.
Back to who votes in the primary. The question was asked, how do you four candidates convince voters you're moderate enough? Mm-hmm. I thought I heard a gasp. Shouldn't the question be, how can you convince voters in this Republican primary that you are conservative enough?
Well, you know, it's a two-step dance. But the issue is the economy and who can best make this state of Illinois, which has the lowest credit rating in America, work again. And I don't care if you're a social liberal or not. If you don't have a job, this state's not working for you. And I think the economy and an ability to get the state in Springfield, the ship of state back on all the eight cylinders is much more important than where we are on social issues. And I would say for purposes of the Republican primary, I don't think, especially in downstate Illinois, since Mr. Rauner is he's controlled and where he's out, I don't think they understand how many hundreds of thousands of dollars he's given to Democrats, nor do I I don't think they understand his longtime relationships with the mayor of the city of Chicago. And they certainly, I think, do not understand where he is on some of the social issues, including the fact that he and his wife are major funders of Speaker Nancy Pelosi and that agenda in Washington.
So might some Democrats vote for him in the end?
I don't think they will vote for him because they probably don't like where some of his fiscal policies are going.
You talked about the state being on the brink. On the brink of what?
On the brink of bankruptcy. On the brink of not being one of the great industrial states that we ought to be. We have had more out-migration than any state in America of late. And these folks are primarily in the largest state that we out-migrate to is Indiana. So they're not going there for the weather. This is a state that has no time for a learning curve. It is now or never for the future of Illinois.
You've been around government for
clearly up to the job. I mean, I have worked for two great governors. I've worked and know many governors. You know, I have a day job that I do a lot of work in Texas. So I see how Texas does it day in and day out. And I've been around governors most of my adult life. And I'm Kirk Dillard. I'll have my own style. But there's a lot of governors that I copy things off of. I always find it ironic that Mr. Rauner likes to talk about a career politician who's been in office a lot longer than me in Scott Walker in Wisconsin. He forgets to conveniently tell you about all of the years that Mr. Walker served in the General Assembly of Wisconsin and the fact that he was the Milwaukee County Executive. I mean, Scott Walker is a career politician under Mr. Rauner's standards. And so if that's his standard, he would want someone, I think Bruce Rauner would be for somebody like me that knows how to make Springfield work within the system that we're given. You know, and it's going to be a Democrat legislature, whether I like it or not. And I've worked successfully with Speaker Madigan and John Cullerton. And as I close my comments today, we're all in this together. I need the commitment of everybody, independents, Democrats. This state is in such a hole that it needs to come out of. Everybody's got to work together. And I don't think Bruce is my way or the highway. Or if you know the venture capital world, if there's one industry that is just you do it my way or we'll just steamroll you, you know, it is his profession. It's the venture capital profession. These stories that have been dripping, these are just the last 2 days of his, you know, of his company being tied to nursing home deaths. You know, there is a cost to my way or the highway. People have died in nursing homes because of the way Bruce Rauner and his friends have invested in these homes, putting together a board of directors that didn't have anyone that had any health, you know, health-related experience whatsoever. People have died. Here's one right here. CEO, you know, Bruce likes to say, let's run it like a business. Well, here's one that he did run, that he was on the board of directors for. He got off before the CEO pled guilty. 8,000 people unemployed. And you got to understand the kind of business that he's in. And there was a presidential candidate that referred to it as vulture capitalism. And it is a mentality in that business. It's my way or the highway. We'll buy you out. And Bruce Rauner is used to just buying things in his business. And he's not going to be able to buy his 10th mansion, in Springfield, Illinois. Greed, you know, a callous disregard. Read what the judge wrote in the nursing home case. A callous disregard for human life in terms of profit, putting no one with any health insurance experience whatsoever on the board of a company that owned a number of nursing homes. And in the case of the company in Michigan, you know, the CEO went to jail of a company that Bruce was on the board of and somewhat active in. And it's just more and more every day. It's the drip, drip, drip of clouding your kid into the Walter Payton High School. Who's the child on the west side of Chicago or in the city of Chicago that's not going to get a chance in life? You know, he had Stuart Levine, Ray. I mean, you all, some of you are veteran reporters. He had the mastermind of the Blagojevich corruption ring on his payroll for $25,000 a month while he hawked business from a board that Mr. Levine, as the federal grand juries and the federal juries have found, served and actually, I think, probably controlled. Ed Rendell, same story. Read the Philadelphia Inquirer. $300,000, let's just get lots more work from the Pennsylvania public retirement system. You know, it goes on and on and on. And every day there's another drip, drip, drip of stories, and he's going to wash away our chances in a river to defeat Pat Quinn in the fall.
Senator, recently on WGN Radio, Bruce Rauner indicated that the mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, was both a terrific and a phenomenal mayor. He's well known for gun control. He's well known for limiting the size of big gulps to 16 ounces that individuals can purchase. How would you characterize Bloomberg as a mayor?
you know, Mayor Bloomberg would probably go with the Bruce Rauner style. I mean, Bruce would be I characterize a big city guy with some liberal tendencies. And, you know, Mayor Bloomberg obviously had, one impression on guns and, wants to limit the big gulps and is in your life. So, you know, the Bruce Rauner that's on TV and a controlled by Washington's very different than the real Bruce Rauner that, when you do some digging, is.
That's our 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. We promised them that okay. They only have to do this for 10 minutes, and his 10 minutes are up.
Thank you all very, very much.